Little troubles sometimes break good relationships. This is Dr. Hariel Bialy, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Little troubles sometimes break good relationships. Little troubles can be very important things. We may not feel they're important things, but the people involved may feel they're important things. Sometimes when we tell a person that they're wrong, and we say, no, that's wrong, this is the way it is, we create a bad relationship that way. Now, you say, well, you must tell people when they're wrong. You must say what you know is right, and you must stand up for what you know is right, because to stand up for what you know is right is what life is all about. No, contrary to that, life is all about not paying any attention to what is right or what is wrong. Just doing those things that are harmonious for you. Now, we walk through the world and we see smoke in the air, smog. We see things that bother people's respiratory systems. We find asbestos in buildings. We find all sorts of things. I mean, those are just two. But there are thousands, millions, billions more. And as we are aware of them, we can let it disturb us, or we can go about our thinking and make the ludicrous statement, all is in divine order. You say, you make the ludicrous statement, yeah. All is in divine order, when all is not in divine order. My goodness sakes, that's not a proper thing to do. No, that's not a proper thing to do for the human, but for the divine man, it's very proper. Now, the world is all in turmoil. We say all is right with the world and God is in his heaven. And we make statements like that, and we go contrary to the appearances, and people think, well, you're calling upon higher powers. You're calling upon greater insights. Well, now, how can we call upon greater insights and be accepted as calling upon greater insights unless those greater insights indeed really do exist? Now, do those greater insights really exist? Do those greater insights take place in our world, in our life? Are those greater insights there? Well, here we come to the point where we don't have to acknowledge the smog. We don't have to acknowledge the bad feelings that people have sometimes for one another. We can go in there and we can be a ray of sunshine. I know from my personal experience, I've gone to many activities, and this is while I was in college and while I was in my work as a minister. And as I'd walk into the activity, no one knew who I was. They didn't know what my attitude was, and they didn't know what my thinking was. And they'd be having a knockdown brawl fight, and they'd be arguing, and they would be arguing and arguing. And I would come in there, and I would bring peace, but they don't know that, because I'm peace. And I'd look at these people who were arguing, and I'd say, hey, you got a point there. And the people who are against it say, hey, what do you mean he's got a point there? He doesn't have a point there. Well, you have a point, too. You both have a point. You both have an attitude that certainly deserves some attention. Well, what do you mean we both have an attitude? We both can't be right. That's true. You both cannot be right, but you both can have an attitude, and you have a right to have an attitude, whatever it may be. Now, as long as your attitude is going to be one of argumentation and violence, you're not going to be happy with each other at all. But once your attitude is, hey, he looks at it from his point of view, and she looks at it from her point of view. Girls always look at things from a different point of view than guys, and guys always look at things from a different point of view than girls. Well, now, that's not always true, but it's okay. So we say, well, yeah, that's true. Well, why don't you let the person have their point of view? Why don't you let them have their way of looking at it? Who knows? It may make them very happy. They have the idiots to be made happy with that point of view. Well, that may well be. That may well be. Maybe the world is filled with idiots. It could well be. But, hey, what were you arguing about anyhow? Well, she said that it's going to rain this afternoon, and I said it's not going to rain this afternoon. I said I looked at the weather report, and the weather report said it's not going to rain this afternoon. And she said from the bunions and from other things and from her feeling and from her awareness of what was expected as the storm front is moving this way, it should rain this afternoon. And we both have a good point of view, but she's wrong, and I'm right, and he's wrong, and I'm right, she said. Well, now, you both can be wrong, and you both can be right, and it doesn't really make a lot of difference. If the rain comes, the rain comes. If it doesn't come, it doesn't come. Well, if it comes, I'm going to take my laundry in. I got it hanging out there on the line to dry. And if it comes, I got to make sure that the children are in the house. And if it doesn't come, then I can let the laundry hang on the line to dry, and the children can play, and I won't be concerned. Well, why not let the children play and not be concerned? Well, if it rains, but it isn't necessarily raining now, and why worry about something that hasn't yet happened? But, well, why, you know? And if the laundry gets wet again from the rain, big deal. If you have to wash it again, big deal. That's just part of the game of life, and it's no big deal. And if it doesn't, and then you had to bring your laundry in, you folded it all up and brought it in off the line, and you didn't have to because it's still damp now, so it'd have to be hanging out again for or pushed around somewhere in the house to dry. Yeah. Well, what makes you so happy to think that it's going to rain? Well, I have a big stretch of land here, and I would love to have it all moist. I'd love to have the rain come in and water my land, because I think that'd be great. And so I'm actually looking forward to the rain. I'm looking forward to it rain. Well, now, can you see how insignificant these arguments are? And yet, they're very significant to the people who are arguing them. People argue about religion. And they argue about religion from such deep and penetrating points of view. And who's got the answer for the religion? Religion is a personal inside thing. It's a thing we do in our hearts and in our inner mind. It's not necessarily something that we can go outside there and look at a stone structure and say, that's religion, or a house, and that's religion, or these people, that's religion. Religion is the way of life. It's a way of living. It's a way of being, a way of thinking. And you can't argue a way of thinking, because everyone has a right to their own way of thinking. So you see, little troubles sometimes break good relationships when they don't really have to. And when we learn to be gentle, when we learn to be peaceful, when we learn to be loving, and we let things be without pushing our way, great things can happen. And many happy things can happen. And the world is filled with a great deal of love and a great deal of joy. But are you ready for that? Are you ready for this love and joy and happiness? Are you ready for this peace that comes? Well, if you are, then you can be sure that you're going to get a lot of it, because you are always the master of your life. You're always the master of everything that comes along in your world. And as an absolute philosopher, we know that for sure. And we don't allow anything to disturb us. We don't allow anything to control us and manipulate us. We don't allow anything to come in and mess up our good relationships because we had an attitude different from somebody else's. But what if? Yeah. What if? If I were king, what I would do? Well, pretend that you are king now and act in the way you think a king should act. If I were married to you, oh, things would be different. Well, pretend you are married to that person and let the things be different. If you were my son, I'd raise you totally different. Okay, sir, pretend I'm your son and you're my dad and you care a lot about me and you want to see me express my highest and best. What would you recommend for me to do? What? Yeah, what would you recommend for me to do? But I'm not your dad. Well, you have an attitude that says you would like to give me some advice. And hey, I can always use some advice. My own dad died a long time ago. And so I'm always looking for good advice from people who really care about me. And you seem like you really care about me. Well, now, Bob, well, thanks, Dad. I guess that's the way it goes sometimes when you're put on the line to, you know, show up or not say anything at all. But I would appreciate any advice you want to give me any time, because my dad died, like I told you, and I've been without a male figure or father figure for a long time. And anyone who comes along with loving, gentle, caring advice, I'm ready to receive it. Little troubles sometimes break good relationships, and little troubles sometimes make powerful, joyous, marvelous relationships that we never dreamed could happen. Think on these things and know that as you do, I love you, I love you, I love you.